This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by Unatural, empowering your health. For those who burn the candle at both ends, Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Leah Dickens, a green building expert who works with Deltek Homes. Deltek Homes is the original green builder, while known for its hurricane-resistant homes. Environmental responsibility has been fundamental to much of Deltek's history. For decades, the company has continually found ways to make homes even more energy efficient. Deltek Homes are not just green by design. They are built to the highest green building standards for performance as verified by third-party sources. Their homes have been built around the world to an array of building science-backed certification programs, including the demanding Department of Energy's Zero Energy Ready Home in 2019. And Leah, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you're so welcome, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, what is biophilic design? Let's start things off with that question today.
So the biophilia hypothesis is that humans have an innate need to connect to nature. And I think that's really interesting because, you know, we originally invented the built environment to protect us from nature, but we really can't change the fact that we are of nature, and so psychologically we just crave connection to it. So biophilic design is an architectural movement, and it's all about reincorporating connections to nature into the design and even the function of our buildings, which is an ancient idea, really. We've been mimicking nature and how we build for centuries. But as an architectural sort of movement, it's come about in the 20th century, I think in part in response to some of the more stark fads in architecture that came before it, like brutalism. So there's a number of principles in biophilic design. Some of them are about direct ways to connect our buildings to nature. For example, big windows with views of natural spaces, using daylighting, having outdoor living spaces and patios that are really intentionally designed, and having lots of outdoor space as well as having your indoor space, and incorporating water features and plant life into your interior decor. And other principles of biophilic design are more indirect, like just even using textures, pictures of nature, shapes and motifs from nature, and part of how you design and shape your interior spaces. So the other day I was sitting in my office thinking about this, and I realized I've been doing biophilic design without realizing it, because I, like most people, or many people, I have like a windowless office in a concrete building. But I added, you know, this tongue and groove wood to my walls over time, and I put up all these pictures of places I've been hiking to. And even those small things are really biophilic design in action.
It sounds pretty awesome to me the way you describe that. Now, what is good biophilic design?
Yeah. So I come more from the technical side and less from the design architecture side. So to me, good biophilic design is all about function, like design that works with nature rather than against nature to achieve what green building people often desire, which is, you know, comfort, health, low energy bills inside of a building. And a lot of times that's really balancing different factors that affect buildings and people. So one example would be the use of indoor plant life. I mentioned that's a big component of biophilic design. And it's one that's been associated in some studies with health benefits like better air quality, even like improved pain tolerance. But you got to be careful because indoor plants introduce moisture. And moisture has to be managed because we also know that damper buildings are more unhealthy than less damp buildings. So I think good design is about balancing those two things. You know, use plants, but also think about what kind of materials are in the building, what kind of moisture management systems the building has to deal with that extra moisture load. And then I think natural light is another one. We know daylight is really important. You know, it helps regulate our circadian rhythms. Sometimes it even helps us feel safer because we're more kind of connected to what's going on outside. But, you know, giant glass buildings are notoriously terrible for energy efficiency, you know, glare, overheating. So it's about, again, balancing it, right? Intentionally design the windows to let in heat and light, but not too much. Keep out heat in other times of the year, and, you know, have different places where you can go inside the building if you need more or less natural light, depending on your task.
Lee, another question for you along these lines. What are a few of the health benefits to the homeowner in these regards when we're looking at biophilic design?
Yeah, so a lot of the health benefits are, seem sort of intuitive, right? Like reduce stress, improve productivity. And there have recently been studies that even back up some of those intuitive benefits. For example, numerous studies have found that when people spend time in nature, they are less stressed and they come back from experiences in nature, you know, more creative, potentially more productive. But even when we are stuck inside of a building, having connections to nature have been found to have benefits. So my favorite example is a study that was done on hospital patients who were recovering from surgery. They found that the patients whose recovery rooms had windows that viewed natural features outside actually had shorter hospital stays, and they even used fewer painkillers than patients whose rooms had windows that just viewed like brick walls.
Now that right there says it all for sure. Now here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at unatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth 15 at checkout on unatural.com. That's eHealth 15 at eunatural.com. Today we're visiting with Leah Dickens, a green building expert who works with Dell Tech Combs. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Leah, there are many health benefits of living in a green home. Can you explain more further on this?
Yeah. I think the health buildings of green building have been sort of more established than of biophilia in terms of people's minds. For example, I think lots of people have heard of the term sick building syndrome, which is a phenomenon of like lost work days, lost productivity as a result of really poor environmental and air quality inside office buildings in particular. So green building practices have long focused on reducing sick building syndrome, on making people more comfortable, certainly on energy efficiency, and pretty deeply on air quality. I think the air quality piece is something that's got a lot of the most research behind it and applies both to homes and commercial buildings. So for homeowners, we know that, you know, having fresh air ventilation, getting a handle on your interior moisture levels, filtering the air, reducing and eliminating exposures to really common air pollutants that we know are harmful, like radon or combustion gases. These are things that we know really work really well to improve people's health. And I think biophilic design complements a lot of that more technical stuff, but adds these lesser appreciated psychological components that I'd mentioned before, like the reduced stress, increased creativity, increased productivity, even feelings of increased safety and security because of how our homes make us feel.
Now, also, I'd be curious, how does Dell Tech Homes specifically offer biophilic design in their custom-built homes? Touch on some of the highlights there.
Yeah. So our systems are very custom. So part of what we do is work with each client all over the country to figure out, to design their home to fit into their specific environment, both architecturally and really from an energy, you know, climate and resiliency standpoint. It also starts with the shape. So I know you can't see, listeners can't see because it's radio, but one of the distinguishing things of our homes is that they're actually round. There's it's actually a many-sided polygon, but it's a rounded home. It looks really different. But, you know, if you look in nature, you will find round shapes a whole lot more often than you'll find square or boxy ones. So we're already mimicking nature and how our home is built. And it continues, you know, because the home is round, you can get gently wrapping windows for lots of connection. And then some of the textures, for example, we have this wood ceiling that goes up to like a center point and looks kind of like a big tree trunk. But the shape is performs better, too, better at withstanding hurricanes because it's more aerodynamic. A round home is more energy efficient than a same size rectangular home. So it's kind of like this combined focus, structural excellence, and on the green building creates a home that's really resilient, which is really what biophilic design is about, you know, or what buildings are about. We want to protect us from nature, but biophilic design is about reconnecting us to it. So I think we do both those things really well.
It certainly sounds like it. I've not been on your website to see your work, and it's quite phenomenal. And speaking of your website, hit that website where listeners can get more details and be in touch as well.
Yeah, it's www.deltechhomes.com. Thanks so much for having me.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Leah Dickens, a green building expert who works with Deltek Homes, the original green builder. And for all the details, visit deltekhomes.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.